Champ, what are the challenges for a new quarterback? Charlie Fratton played a lot, especially in a while. What's that mean for you guys?
Well, you don't know a whole lot about him, but, you know, he does have some tape from being at Cleveland and, you know, now being there in the preseason. You know, that's pretty much what we have to go off. And we know the Raiders are going to be the Raiders as well, so they're definitely going to try to run the ball and take a little pressure off him, but at the same time, he's a capable quarterback, so we got to be ready.
Are you surprised that Russell's not getting the start?
Am I surprised? Yeah, I don't know what to even say about that. I mean, things weren't great for him when he was in there, so, you know, I guess they just want to see what Fry could do for him.
What about the challenges all that you're facing with all the injuries in the secondary, and how quick can you mesh with these new guys?
Well, I think the good thing is we got a good group of young guys. And, you know, Bruton, he's been great when he was in there in the preseason. And, you know, he's been great on special teams for us. And, you know, this is his opportunity to go in there and make some plays for us and step up when we need him. So I have all the confidence in the world, and he's smart. And he knows what he's doing. So I just hope we don't miss a beat.
How much can he learn from watching you guys and talking to Dawkins and stuff versus, you know,
what? Fortunate position he's in. He has two good safeties in front of him. I mean, these guys have been consistent all year, so, I mean, he's learned a lot from them, and I know he's going to apply that to the game.
Would you have thought that Darren McFadden would have flourished a little bit more by now, just given his draft status and all the lore that came with where he came in the league?
I think he's done well. I think he's done pretty well. I think he's getting better every year. I mean, he runs harder than people think. I mean, the guy's so versatile. He can line up at wide out. I mean, you got to have your eyes open and know where he is all the time. So, I mean, I don't think he's, like, slowed in progress. I just think he's getting better every year.
Your thoughts on Chris Henry's tragic passing tonight?
It sucks, you know. And then, you know, that's one thing you hate to hear when somebody calls you or something, say you lost one of your brothers. And that's, we went through that here a couple years ago, losing two of my teammates. That's just one thing I wouldn't wish upon any team. And, you know, now the Bengals got to go through it during the season, so it's even tougher.
Did you find out from a player, or did you hear it on the news?
Well, I found out from my teammates. I saw it on the news when I peeked in the cafeteria.
But D. Wells in the season, kind of hard. What do you think the Bengals are going through? I mean, I guess it's tough to focus on the game, but I guess the good thing is they're together amongst themselves.
I guess they can lean on each other, you know, and that's probably the good thing. You know, the coach can really pay attention to his players and see how they handle and everything and be there to talk to them when needed. So I think that's a good thing for them, you know, but at the same time, they got to try to go play football, and that's probably going to be the toughest thing.